Over and Again, written by Treescape, narrated by Rhea 314, for the 24th Key in ITPE 2025. Fandom, S-Classes That I Raised by Kunso, and the S-Classes That I Raised webcomic. Rating teen and up audiences, no archive warning supply. Pairing, Han Yujin / Sung Hyun Jae. The second time Han Yujin wakes up on September 26th, wrapped securely in Sung Hyun Jae's arms, he thinks he's already beginning to suspect. The third time, he knows for sure. Oh, not that he's stuck in some sort of time loop. That had been obvious from the start. Han Yujin knows what it feels like to regress, and he knows what it feels like to wake up from nightmares that are all too real. This is something different. What he knows is something else. He doesn't say anything about it. Not on that third day, or the fourth, or the fifth. He simply wakes up in Sung Hyun Jae's ridiculous bed, the Saesong guild leader, warm and enormous against his back, and tries to breathe through the ghost of blood in his lungs. As it turns out, Han Yujin really hates dying. It's just his luck that he's been doing it every day for the past week. The arm about his waist tightens a little, and Sung Hyun Jae's voice rumbles out from behind him.
"Good morning, Yujina,"
he murmurs, and the drawl of his voice, not sleepy but fully awake, like he's been lying there for hours just watching Han Yujin sleep, hooks somewhere painful in Han Yujin's heart. Well, Han Yujin knows what it is to watch someone you love die. He'd once turned back time to save his brother. Probably he should be flattered that someone has done something similar for him. He supposes he can't begrudge Sung Hyun Jae for savoring every moment. If he's being honest, he supposes he can't really blame him for any of it. He still isn't sure how Sung Hyun Jae had done it, if he'd acted alone, or if he'd somehow had help. Han Yujin had turned back time once, yes, but that had been a one-off, entirely dependent on a desperate wish. What Sung Hyun Jae has done feels more impossible somehow. He wonders what his partner Si would do if he were to ask to visit a dungeon today. He can probably squeeze an answer out of newcomer. It's just that he isn't sure he actually wants to. Sung Hyun Jae is so warm, and Han Yujin's limbs feel sore and stiff with the remembered rigidity of death.
"You appear to be deep in thought, Yujina,"
Sung Hyun Jae teases. His voice is lazy, but there's something beneath it that gives Han Yujin pause. Sung Hyun Jae's arm shifts about his waist, his broad palm pressing against his stomach, fingers splayed as if to lay claim to as much of him as possible. His words are a little different every morning, like he's trying to pretend that each day isn't actually the same day. But that's always the same. The way he holds Han Yujin, like he can keep him there. The way he holds Han Yujin, like he's scared. Han Yujin doesn't know if he's ever seen Sung Hyun Jae afraid. Sung Hyun Jae says quietly, when an answer takes too long to come. And the moment the word falls from his lips, Han Yujin knows something else too. It's always a little disturbing, the way Sung Hyun Jae can read him so easily. Really, he should feel smug that he's managed to hide his suspicions for this long. Instead, he wonders just what Sung Hyun Jae's face looks like right now, and then wonders if he would be quite prepared to see it.
"When did you figure it out?" Sung Hyun Jae asks.
His voice is conversational, almost, but Han Yujin can feel the laser-tight intensity beneath it. His thumb runs lazily across the bare expanse of Han Yujin's stomach, rhythmically back and forth, like a day that repeats itself ad nauseam. Han Yujin thinks about lying. It's probably what Sung Hyun Jae deserves, for the way he's playing with the fate of the world. Then again, Han Yujin probably deserves a great deal similar, for the way he's played with so many lives himself, like an unknowing puppet master pulling unknowing strings. "What do you think?" Han Yujin asks vaguely, the first and the thousandth words he's spoken that day. It's all the answer Sung Hyun-jae needs. A chuckle reverberates through Han Yujin's body, from Sung Hyun-jae's chest to the curve of Han Yujin's back, down his spine, right to the flare of his calves and the arches of his feet. There isn't any humor in it, just a kind of acceptance that feels a little like despair.
"You really are exemplary, my partner Xi," Sung Hyun-jae tells him. "I wonder if I could ever truly hide anything from you."
"No one else knows, do they?" Han Yujin asks, even though he doesn't really need to. If anyone else knows, if anyone else is aware, Yu Yunni would be pounding down the door, with Irimi hot on his heels. No, to everyone else, nothing is amiss. This day is just a regular day, one that has never come before, one that holds the promise of good things and life. It isn't the day Han Yujin will die, over and over, again and again.
"No," Sung Hyun-jae says. "I had hoped that you didn't know, either."
"So I wouldn't try to stop it," Han Yujin accuses.
"So you wouldn't have to remember,"
Sung Hyun-jae corrects, and rubs his face against Han Yujin's hair.
"It isn't an easy death."
"How did you do it?" The words hover there, on the tip of Han Yujin's tongue. He can practically taste their weight, can almost hear the sound of them falling in the stillness of the room as the sun creeps its way fully above the horizon. It moves, second by second, towards another death that will fill Han Yujin's lungs with blood and freeze his limbs like ice. Had it been a wish, like Han Yujin's own, a last, desperate demand of a cosmos that had taken everything? Is it a curse that the filial duty addicts laughingly granted to keep this world from progressing any further and putting up a fight? That last possibility sends dread curling through Han Yujin's body. He's spent day after day dying and living and letting Sung Hyun-jae hold him. But he knows he needs to learn more. Is the world safe here in Sung Hyun-jae's embrace? Or will the cost of clinging to this day be the life of his brother, of Pak Irim, of Noah and Peace, and so many others? Will it be the life of Sung Hyun-jae himself?
"I won't let you stop me,"
Sung Hyun-jae murmurs.
"I'm not letting you go, Yujina. Did you forget that you belong to me? Not even death can supersede that claim."
Warm lips skim along the shell of his ear, and the arm about his waist tightens, Sung Hyun-jae's hand pressing almost painfully close against his skin.
"You think very highly of yourself, Guild Leader Nim,"
Han Yujin says. His own hand comes up to rest against Sung Hyun-jae's. He doesn't try to pry it away, just presses his palm against the strong flare of Sung Hyun-jae's knuckles and the clever length of his fingers. Sung Hyun-jae chuckles again.
"Rather, I think very highly of you. I will not let the world live on without you, Han Yujin. I won't even let it try."
"It isn't an easy death," Sung Hyun-jae had said. And yet, he'll ask Han Yujin to suffer it 100 times. The most terrifying part of it all is that Han Yujin would gladly do it for him.
"I guess we'll see," Han Yujin says.
But for now, at least, he doesn't attempt to rise. He doesn't try to go about his day for the first and last time. He simply lies there in the warmth and lets Sung Hyun-jae hold on to him, and decides that today he'll let himself have this. And if today lasts forever, he'll just have to find a way to make that okay. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And if you've enjoyed the Podfix, you're welcome to leave me feedback. I'd love to hear from you. Happy ITVE, the 24th key. I hope you've enjoyed this. Thank you for listening.